Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a soldier for life. The battle I'm fighting has no ending. To struggle is to go the distance. To win is not to care how far one must go.
How you feel?
Fine, sir.
How you feel?
Fine, sir.
How do we get access to this, Jackson?
His lawyers say they can get me in posing as a legal investigator.
You were Huey Newton's lawyer. And now, Mr. Jackson.
Mr. Jackson was sentenced 1 year to life for a $70 gas station robbery.
We have 2 hours.
Waiting a long time.
We need brothers who can maintain their self-respect in here, have true strength.
Some people are comparing you to Eldridge Cleaver, Richard Wright, Du Bois. How does your fame affect you when you're locked up all day?
Free the Soledad Brothers!
Free the Soledad Brothers!
Do you understand that there cannot be a peaceful revolution?
Okay, gentlemen, we're taking over!
Mr. Jackson, sorry about your brother.
They will live to regret it. I'll see you today. Get him where it hurts.
Starring Gary Dorden from TVCSI.
This is the military, David.
Let's go. Yeah. Ghetto children singing. See, they eager to learn how to become the next world leaders. Brave hearts. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Book one, strategy, tactics, techniques. Look dumb, but massively notice the weakness in all them. Gotta you show me if necessary. Homie, vestige is very real if enemies carrying heavy steel. Beware the thugs who ain't scared of blood or jail time. When Aryan nations ain't having integration, we so blind to beauty of life. Was when my mom said, if you could be Christ, I wasn't old enough to hold my D&P right. Jesus, what is he like? I picture him standing with diamonds on him, little different from the way my mommy saw him. Practice your aiming, physical training and difficult terraining. Test your endurance, try to keep your stamina banging, splitting duchess up, strap up. The army's a school, teaching smart ways to go. I'm thinking Gandhi was a fool, the chronic's a fool. Got me thinking out loud. Sleep on my drunkenness, I blow your brains out. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here.
My revolution is as real as Bobby Seals. I build with dudes and Chris worth a quarter mil and Dick's Hill. For fish gills, the cops, the time come, I mask up and get my comrade off the bus. Up the beef, I snatch a seed from Chuck E. Cheese and feed them to the rats in the back of the peas. Black fatigue and off the scenes on a sofa. 50-inch flat screen, Louis Vuitton holster. My motions don't appeal to appellate division. I did it strong for 7 long years in prison. Up the system, I'm like a modern-day Hitler. Black gorilla, crib and blood in one only. Just know my face, I be the case. But the wish at the police, look at the name Lake. Go simultaneously with street revolution. 21 gun salute, the new Huey
Newton. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Teach our woman how to hold a family down in case something happens to us fathers. Protect the children, grab revolvers. The woman plays an important part of our life force. Of what we fight for, my heart goes to you beautiful wife in war.
Enlist and more and talk less. Watch all and trust none. Demand your respect and be ready to die for what you believe in. And ride all the time, not just when convenient.
Justice and freedom, wisdom and understanding. We the lost children of Israel in this Western world region. You ain't a man, you a coward if you can't support the girl you put a seed in.
Strong rule the weak, but the wise rule is strong. It's more to a war than just getting it on. Seal your form, cover your tracks, stay prepared. I don't care, no one's spared.
Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here.
warfare. Revolutionary warfare is all fair. Love and war for the cause, I gotta take you off here.
Everyone, welcome to George Jackson University Radio. This is your host for tonight, Rafiki. As always, we have a powerful show for you. So we're glad that you're tuning in. We're going to have our comrade, Umani Aru Jahad Shakur, on the lines tonight. So just get ready for a powerful show. You know, if you guys have a notepad, take notes, and definitely connect up with George Jackson University. You know, if you have people interested in taking courses, or you have individuals who would mind volunteering their time. Now, George Jackson University, our primary objective is fivefold. One is to illiterate, to eradicate functional illiteracy among you African prisoners. Number two is to eradicate cultural ignorance among you African prisoners. Number three is to transform the criminal mentality into a you African mentality. Four is to assist in the rebuilding and stabilization of our communities. Five is to prepare New Africans for release and reduce recidivism that's affecting our people. So let's get on to our show tonight. I'm going to bring on comrade Umani Aru Jahad Shakur. Please introduce yourself. Let people know who you are.
Free land, revolutionary ingredients. My name is Bumana. You're here with Jahad Shakur. I'm a New Arab revolutionary nationalist. I consider Virginia Republic of Africa. The Minister of Information for the Virginia Republic of Africa. The co-host of the Virginia Republic of Africa radio show. I'm situated in the New Era Population District known as Dr. Iron Clark Town, known as Columbia, Georgia, where I function as the Minister of Information for a New Era Formation known as the People Party for Independence. I'm the host of Georgia University Radio, by Chancellor of Georgia University, as the spokesperson of Georgia University. I'm also an active member of the Emancipation Action Network locally. I'm also a member of the Black Organizing Committee. I'm also a member of the Rebuild Newspaper Distribution Collective. And I'm an overall propagandist, you have a propagandist, author, historian, overall freedom fighter. That's a little bit about me.
That's definitely your conference, brother. You have a lot going on. But the buzz now that I've been hearing about, but the thing that people want to know about is the People's Party for Independence, what's going on, the schedule, what's going on for the community with that. Can you provide our listeners with information?
Okay. Well, first, we got two social media pages. You can find us on Instagram under the name People Party for Independence. You can find us on Facebook under the name People Party for Independence. The People Party for Independence is a local New African formation. It was founded January 26, 2015 by Conrad Suda Shakur Kebalon and Conrad Siraze Kebalon. The People Party for Independence is founded on five principles known as DC, which is Defense, Education, Economic, Politics, and Culture. Now, our goal to uncontrolled operating community resistance by basing the aspect of gaining the land, which is the basis of independence, so we own, operate, control the community. And while we want to operate, control the community, we put five institutions in the community, which is a grocery store, a bank, a hospital, a school, and a community center. And we feel like those institutions will be substantial to build a nation within our community. explanation within our environment and our people and bring it to a better understanding. So we have an event coming up called PPI Week. PPI Week last year was our debut to the community. Last year we debuted PPI Week on the 13th through the 20th, which our debut to the community during Black August. This year we're doing it on August 13th to August 19th. Again, this year, the theme of PPI Week is Unite to Fight. So during the 13th, which will be a community outreach day, this day we go out to the community outreach, talk to the people, propagate, let them know PPI Week is going to start Monday. Then Monday, we'll immediately go into the programs. The first program is on defense. So on a defense day, it's entitled "On We Will Shoot Back." We'll be talking about the different resistance that took place in regard from the defensive aspect during Black August. And then Tuesday, which is the education day, the day is called Education for Liberation. We talk about how we resist through education, educational-wise, you know, during the month. And then Wednesday is economics. So we talk about how we resist economically. And the theme for that day is Blueprint for Economic Power. And Thursday, which is the political day, we were talking about Words for Good Salamu, which is Black August Salutations from a Black August Position, Black August More. Whereas Friday, it's our culture day. It's going to be tied to our culture of resistance, show how we resist it culturally. And then that Saturday, we're going to have a new African family ball. We're based on a man, woman, child, and the theme of it is to come dress as anybody that's influential in Black history, new African history, African history, and come dress to that individual. No matter your man, woman, child, can dress as an individual. We have food, drink, music, have a good time, play games, activity, just spend time with the family. All at the same time, we commemorate Black August and commemorate the aspect of being together, aspect of a nation builder. So basically going to be PPI Week. That's what we got going on during that time. Well, we also have other events that happen yearly. Different things such as handgun training classes, emergency preparedness seminars. We have a history program called Unsung Heroes. We go in the community, clean the community up. We give food to people in the community. We do various things that are good geared to the people's needs, right? Where at times we're going to even provide security for other organizations and so forth and so on. You know, we just do things that for the people's needs as much as possible. And we aim to build a revolutionary culture. And right now, in particular, we have an eight-week program going on. Eight-week program is an oral search and indoctrination class in which we take people through eight-week program to get them acclimated to our organization, so they can understand who we are, what we're doing, and how to participate in the organization and what to look forward to. And not only when it comes to the organization, it's through a sponsor. If you don't have a sponsor to the organization, we know somebody else sent you. So that just deliver by the people out of independence. New African formation, so we follow the aspects of the New African Creed, the New African Oath, the New African Ujima, as well as the Code of Moses as well.
Indeed.
Okay.
And while we're talking about this, let's let the people know where to come to if they're interested in this event. And what if they can't make it that way? Is there another way to participate?
The event going to take place at our community center called the Embassy, which is located in Columbus, Georgia, at 2503 Columbus, Georgia, 31903. You know, 2503 Dawson Street, rather, Columbus, Georgia, 31903. That's where we located at. And all the programs going to start at 6 o'clock p.m., Except for the ball, we'll start at 4 p.m. And we also got an event right, so you can purchase tickets for the ball as well. We got an event invite link going around. If you don't have the link can be sent to you, or you can reach out to our social media platforms and handles and get the information. So those are ways to contact us, reach out to us, and also to get involved. You know, you want to volunteer to do certain things. We open for people to volunteer to do certain things. We're willing to work with anybody on any level. Cause we feel like any organization out there gonna fall upon the one in the principle. You're gonna be a defensive organization, a political organization, an education organization, economic organization, or a cultural organization. You're going to follow up on one of those guidelines. But so willing to work with whoever is out there doing the work, they're aligned with our principles.
Indeed. And for people who may not be familiar, you said you're a new African revolutionary nationalist. Now, there's been a lot of individuals who speak and they say, New Africa, New Africa. Just please clarify for those who may not know what you're talking about, because you wouldn't want them to be confused about the term New Africa.
Okay. Well, first off, a New African is an individual that has been, their ancestors were forcibly brought to America and changed the shackles, that developed into a new type of person from the aspects of breeding counts, rape from the slave master, to mix the indigenous people who already came here, who were already here, they came here previously before they came, they mixed into a new type of people, were developed into a new type of people known as New African, whereas it was first talked about in regards to Garvin saying a new Negro. You know what I'm saying? We developed a new African person that developed around 1619, all the way up to the time period of our demise. You know, our demise, what we're going to term as being the abolition of slavery under the 13th Amendment. You know, during that particular time, right? You know, so we developed during that time for a couple of hundred years to the new type of person. With a new African revolution, that's a person that actually believes in the revolutionary principles of being a new African nationalist in regard to land independent government, and reparations. And we know the prison government for Africa is a revolutionary formation. It's a formation that believes in armed struggle, was it prevalent in the attacks that were attacked upon, that were carried upon the government from the racist state. When I do on our Black Nation Day, which never called Nation Day, but took place at New Bethel Church in Detroit, Michigan, March 29, 1969, where our comrades valiantly fought against all their oppressors, and their oppressors suffered a casualty, and we suffered none, and attacked us again during Black August, in August 18, 1971, in Merrick-Everett, known as Jackson, Mississippi, where the attacked us again, and we suffered no casualties, which is another victory within our organization, our formation, our foundation, our government, you know, so that a new African nationalist is an individual that believes in new African independence, believe in building a new African nation, and believe in doing it by doing it from a revolutionary national standpoint. So we're new African revolutionary nationalists, which is the African is our identity, our political identity, our social identity, our cultural identity. Well, we function as new African nationalists because we're dealing with the revolutionary principles of things. So we're new African revolutionary nationalists is a revolutionary that adhere to the new African ideas, new African principles, ideology, and work toward the base aspect of gaining land independence and freeing the land. And new African nationalists understand we must do this culturally, socially, politically, economically, and militarily. We understand that. And also, but that's just a takeaway from the aspect of people who deal with the aspect of new African nationalism from a spiritual aspect as well. So that's another proponent way that we look into certain things. So that's basically what it is in a nutshell.
Definitely appreciate that. This year's Black August, which commemoration is going on the 20th, but part of the title is the blueprint. So what is the blueprint for PPI League? How did you get this off the ground? I know you said last year was basically the first time that you ran through the week. What are people going to expect differently? Because I know that was the first week, so I know you guys probably had more things going on for the community.
The PPI started January 26, 2015, right? It started with a collective of different brothers, you know, and then decided to spread out in regards to doing certain things in the community. If we first started doing things about community control, we're trying to go around the community, stop patrol the community, clean up the community, starting block parties in the community, starting aspect community to develop our own security community, our own watching community. We'll be able to watch, keep the police out of the community, stop crime, train the brothers in the community, educate them, do things jointly, economically in the community. So it was basically a community-based thing at that time, in particular when we first started off. And we're doing certain things such as feeding the homeless, feeding the people, educating people, you know, doing handgun training class. We're doing very programs and very levels of things while we were developing our ideology. We were developing our core, developing the aspect of working together, and just we continued to build. So in 2016, we came with an idea called Unite the Fight. Unite the Fight has been an ongoing campaign. When we first started to push Unite the Fight, we pushed out, we wanted to raise $20,000. But we felt to raise $20,000, we'd be able to buy a community center at that time, institution, for to have to sustain and kick out our particular program that we had at that time, right? So we started going to the community. We understood that it was like 100,000 new Africans in the city, right? So our idea was we asked each one up for a dollar. That's like $100,000 for us to build on. If you want to build an institution, gain land, or whatever, right, at that time. So we commenced to start going to the community, ask for dollar things of the nature, clean up the community. We continue to push on until eventually, after years of practice and work and committed trial and error and putting theory into practice, we came into the aspect of obtaining the community center last year. And we were obtaining the community last year. We made our debut with PPI Week. And during that PPI Week, we brought into existence the manifestation of who we are to the people with a meet and greet. Then we went to our program and work, showing the people that we already had programs already, that we structured, we organized, so this is exactly who we are, what we stand for, what we got going on. So that was like instilled to the people and the masses, right? Whereas, like I said, we already been doing the work since 2015. But previously, even before that we were doing the work, we just up in a different name. So we were doing this work for over a decade plus in our area. A decade plus, I'd say around 2011. You know, 2011, we have been doing the work. Over a decade plus, we just went through different formation, different names, different terms, different ideology. But we continue to persist on and show resistance, continue to do the work until we arrive at the place we are right now. We took hard work. It's a standpoint, we losing members, people changing ideology. It's an ideological struggle. People moving back, people going off, coming back later on, gaining new members, losing new members, people not completing the program. It's just so much things going on politically and socially within our community and our organization, but we still persist on, and we still where we at right now. We're still here, and we're moving, and we're building even harder now. We got something to show for it. From our working efforts and strife and struggle, we now have a community center. A community center called the Embassy. We also utilize the Embassy as an event center. So we actually have a Facebook page called the Embassy. You can go in the Embassy and see some of the pictures. You can contact us and use the event center. You can rent it out for different events. We have access to we have a full working kitchen, 275-inch TVs. We also have a small building as well, along with a big building. You can rent a small building as well, which is two different separate rentals. And we all just use financial means to finance our organization. Where we also don't have different events like new African business adventures, so we can highlight new African vendors, raise funds. We also don't have aspect dealing with natural health parties, raise funds for the organization as well. We also We also doing a fundraiser called Tail Feathers, which is a restaurant. Excuse me, which is a restaurant that we running Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They also sell chicken and fish to raise funds to bring our baby back to our organization as well. So we're using different endeavors to bring finance back to the organization, to fuel the organization, so we can put back into the community, and so we can eventually own homes in the community, own land in the community, because already as an organization. The community center is something we own, the land, the lot is on its own as well, so it's not something we're renting, because we believe in the ownership, own, control, and operate. And we know we all can do that. You know what I'm saying? It is by freeing the land, gaining independence. You know, so we intend to invest more into real estate later on. So we're at home for our people. If people come to Jot Jam Clark Town, we want them to come to the homes that the people are for independence on. We don't want them going to the Abbey. We want them going to our spots, you know. If you're going to spend money. People are the independent. Give back to the people, you know. But those are some of the activities and things we got going on currently. Some of the, we're doing different things like a dance program, after school program. We've been getting involved in certain those school aspects and the people. We got various documents called the pig guy with the polar insurance. That's a guy showing how to interact with the police. We got a guy with the gun laws telling him how to understand gun laws in Georgia, what to do, certain things of that nature. We got an aspect called now we know. Explaining that now we know things we're gonna do to work. And we got other documents as well. Whether other paperwork and literature on Black August and so forth and so on. You know, so that's just some of us in a nutshell. Everybody in the organization has an African name. Everybody has an understanding of who they are. About the identity, everybody went through the 8-week program. You know, everybody understand where our principles are. You know, and we just moving forward. We're just doing the work, man. Just trying to be. We aim to be an example instead of just being rhetorical or philosophical. Be the example. Just put the boots on the ground, and do the work. That's what we aim to do, and that's what we're doing. Making new Africa a reality by freeing the land that we're working toward. When I yield.
So that's good to hear. So you partially answered my questions. My question that I'm coming with you now, but I want to drive it home for folks to that. And here's the question. What is PBI okay. and the embassy's impact on the community? And I want to put it into context, right? Especially for all of us in our new African communities, we just went through COVID. And for that first stages of COVID, we recognize everything was shut down. A lot of us are already in a food desert or far away from medical supplies. If someone gets hurt, you know, the institutions just wasn't there for us. And one of the things we recognize is that part of the institutions, the places where things were moving, or maybe some big companies, pharmacy or Home Depot that's far outside the community. You know, people was having trouble going to the grocery store. So
okay.
when looking at that and what was going on recently, you know, what is the impact? What's that idea of PPI and embassy? And where do you guys see yourself in like 5 years from now? What do you like to achieve?
Okay, well, in 5 years from now, we see ourselves in a community where we own everything in the community. We own our own grocery store, own bank, own school, hospital, and another community, and other things, right, that we see ourselves as, at having our own little village, our own little nation state, where some of our impact is that we have actually brought the opportunity for people for more new African businesses, to have more traffic by have access to us. We also have been initiating the aspect of helping members in our organization and with the loved ones get jobs among ourselves, like Tail Feather, for instance, which is a restaurant, which is a fundraiser we're doing. And we're doing this as a fundraiser, not just to get funds for our organization, but also to help people have jobs. If you can cook, if you can do this, you can do that. You know, we're looking to help people build jobs and build business, because we know economically we're the bottom of the totem pole, which is represented in the new African flag, it's been black at the bottom. So we need that land of independence to get at the top. But in order to get land, you know, so we must have economics to get land. We must have money to get land. We must have capital. We must have resources. And also by having the resources, we may have people have talents and skills to do certain things to make things happen, right? And also in the community that we're in, we've been setting an example because we've been cleaning a lot of community up, and a lot of dirt and a lot of debris in the community It's just a reflection of where the people's minds at. So the people now see that the community center is clean, the area is clean where we at. So they're getting the hope, getting inspiration, getting the motivation. And also, there's very people in the community that haven't had food. So we've been slapping people with food. We've been helping people a couple of months in the pocket by doing different odds and ends and volunteer and do a couple of little work by cleaning up the community center, especially when we started off, because we had to build a thing from the scratch. And it was started as a church. So it was a lot of things we had to remodel, rebuild, restructure, recreate, extend, clean up, so forth and so on. So that whole aspect of bringing jobs to people in the community to help them assist in regard to building the community center. So those are just some of the things that we've been doing so far in regard to changing the conditions of the minds of the people, socially, economically, as well as, you know what I'm saying, culturally. By them seeing what we're doing by living example, people come by, you know, to see certain things, talk to us, to communicate, and also we've been able to supply resources as much as possible and various needs of the people to help them in any way we can possible, you know, as the vanguard.
Indeed. And for those who see, hear, and, you know, you all respect what you're doing, and they want to duplicate this effort wherever they live at, as a cow, how would they go about that?
Well, they can go by that, just by contacting us, and we'll be willing to come out to your city, your state, and take you through the 8-week program, and lead with that model, so you can stand on the bill. And also by doing so, that means that we'll be going there to establish a part of there locally in your area, and teach you about our structure, which is our central committee, how we go by district assembly, and so forth and so on, and to give you our whole blueprint, if you're so willing to do so, at least have 5 people, so we can build that cadre up. We can be at a concert and move forward. You know, we'll be willing to do that. To travel, especially around the national territory, but foreign territory, it's not a problem either. We're definitely willing to do so. And we'll also be willing to help build what you're trying to build in your area also as well. You reach out to us on social media, or if you know us in person, reach out to us, you know. Again, our social media platform, the people are independent on Facebook and Instagram.
Indeed. We definitely encourage everyone to reach out. We definitely encourage people to duplicate this type of effort wherever they're at. We've about 30 minutes in this platform. And a lot was said. So I just want to make sure anyone who has comments or questions has a chance to do so. I'll open up a line. And I believe if you press 1, I'll get an indicator. So if you have a comment or question, press 1. Right now, the last 3 digits, 462. Do you have a question or comment? Last 3 digits, 462. Any questions or comments? Your line is open.
What are you, RD? Is that my
relax.
Who?
This is Elder Mama Condi.
How you doing, Elder?
I'm doing. How you doing? Good to hear your voice.
Strong.
It's been quite a long time.
Yes, I'm still here.
I hear. That's excellent. Y'all caught me by surprise. As you know, I'm blind in a wheelchair, and I was ambulating the steps, trying to get downstairs, and I'm still working on transferring from the step to my wheelchair. So I wasn't quite ready. I wasn't quite ready, but I'm still enjoying it. But I don't have a comment yet because my mind is focused on my safety at the moment. So I'm going to yield, and you can open my mic a little bit later on. I thank y'all.
Right. Will do, Ellen. We definitely want you to be safe, and we appreciate you. Okay. I'm going to open the line for one more caller at this time. Last two digits is 5-1. Again, the last two digits, the phone number is 5-1. Your line's open. And if you don't have a comment at this time, it's fine. I just want to make sure that you have a chance to communicate whatever you would like to at this time.
True indeed, true indeed. You know, I also want to let everybody know, you know, that the Black August is approaching next month. Black August is from August the 1st. August the 31st. Black August Resistance is from September the 1st to July the 31st. And we're going to have, GDU is going to have, which is also the Black Organized Community, have a Black August program August the 20th on Zoom. You know, we're going to have a program August 20th on Zoom. You know, and during this program, we're going to be talking about the various aspects of the various blueprints we've been utilizing in regard to community organizing, nation building, obtaining the land, aspects of African martial arts, the aspects of New African political prisoners, the aspect of brothers coming out behind enemy lines, coming through the streets and being successful in business endeavors and being successful in society and being a positive influence and so forth and so on, right? You know, it has been flyers floating around right now in particular that people can see that are floating around on the various Georgia University page on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram that you can see. And also that Georgia University has a website, which is www.georgiauniversity.gdu.com. You know, and Black August is a revolutionary month, a revolutionary culture, a revolutionary ideology that is geared toward educating the mind of the people, building institutions, and overall trampling criminal mentality or revolution mentality by being an example to the people, by following certain tenets that are geared toward physical training, political education, doing things jointly together, cooperative economics, not shopping with the oppressor, stockpiling, emergency preparedness, disaster preparedness, so forth and so on, right? Support of political prisoners, support of your people behind enemy lines. There may not be no political prisoners that are actually incarcerated as well, you know. And so get the aspect of developing institutions also is the time to actually look back at how far you were last year and how far you're being now. What have you accomplished in last year? Did you tap the goal? Did you attain the institution? Did you attain land? Did you get some resources? Did you develop a program for the people? What kind of significant difference have you made for your family, yourself, and your community, and your environment? You know, what have you did? So it's the time to gauge all that, to look back at it, to reflect on that. What have you did? How far you came from last year? Last year, we had a community center. This year, we're running a dance studio and also running a restaurant. So we didn't have those last year. You know, this year we do. So that's an accomplishment, you know. And we also, we got new members, which is another accomplishment that we didn't have last year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We also didn't participate in Nation Day last year, but this year we got time to participate in Nation Day and part of the program, you know, in South Carolina. We did Peace Party of Independence had a slot within New York Nation Day on the aspect of community building, known as Dr. John McClark Plan of Community Development, where our chairman spoke about this and expounded upon this, Well, we didn't have the opportunity last year. This year we did, which is another compliment. You know, so it goes on. It goes on and on. What are you actually doing, and why are you doing it? You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And part of the educational process too that we try to bring folks to is the awareness of Black Office. We have information for individuals who want more information on Black Office. Because there's been, in the past, a tendency just to look at the Black Panther Party. But we really need to put better on our focus to the origins and the prison movement and to other names that people have not heard. You know, names as W. L. Nolan, you know, Alpha Judge Miller, Qatar, George Jackson. So there's a whole host of others. And, you know, when George Jackson spoke, he had a quote on Soledad Brothers and what Soledad Brothers meant. And he was saying that it's not just him from the three, but it's those that are fighting against the present within the prison system. And we call our prison system the concentration camp, right? And this new paraphrase right here with me. Now, George started the concentration camp, but we know the reason why they call it a concentration camp. You know, a lot of people are ruined in there. You know what I mean? Now, he, in his book, called it, "You Won't Count Me Among the Broken Men." You know, but our brothers resisted behind the wall, and a lot of individuals have to be educated to that. You know? So, you know, we have information. We want to make sure that we get it out there to you all. If anyone's having a BA program, wants to have a BA program, let us know. We have no problem being on the platform. Just, you know, give us a heads up and let us know what's going on. Umami, I had a question for you. Could you tell the listeners the meaning of your name?
Okay. Well, the meaning of my name is Bumani, is Kemeti, Egyptian warrior. Bumani is Malawian for brave warrior. Bumani is Swahili, Kiswahili, for mighty warrior. Yahiru is Swahili for freedom. Jihad is Arab for struggle. And Shakir is Arab for to be thankful. Your grace, more appreciate and thankful to God. So all the mighty warrior are freedom and struggle who are thankful for God. That's who I am, you know. And also I want to say that the people out of independence is in total support of the Asada Alert Network, Autonomy Infrastructure Mission, Georgia University, and Black August Organizing Committee. We're in total support of that. And the things we do in regards to raising funds, all going back into our programs that are geared toward changing social needs and quitting the social ills of our people, wherever they may be. And also I wanted to say about Black August. You mentioned Black August earlier. Now, Black August initially, Foundation Black August initially was the spring of 1978 in San Quentin State Prison, where you had individuals like Fela, Michael Murdoch, Michael Duro, Tuja Graham, Katara Regalden, Shaka Athene, and various other individuals, as well as who's on the yard, as well as Fatiero, they were on the yard. And these individuals came to understand that they wanted to commemorate all the fallen comrades that appeared before them previously, right? Such as W. L. Nolan, such as Cleveland Edwards, Albert Judd Miller, Johnny Jackson, James McClain, William Christmas, and Conrad George. You know, which are all the situations on Fleet Days. Whereas during that time they were working on building commemorative, which is initially the Black Organized Committee at that time, but it wasn't until August 1st, 1978. And with Qatar Regal on the football field and San Quentin State playing football, and he suffered a head injury. Instead of the pig, take him to the hospital. They played all these games and played all these situations. So they intentionally medically assassinate him due to the fact that they looked at him as being the person, the successor of Comrade Joe. They actually viewed him as, he was actually viewed as the Black Dragon, Katara Joker. You know, he was looked at being a dragon, which is a reminiscent of who Conrad Jordan was at the dragon. He got a guitar at the Black Dragon, that's successful Conrad Jordan. But the America assassinate him. Upon America assassinate him, the Conrads came together in 1979, August 1979, during the month of Ramadan, which is taking place at that time, because Ramadan started, I think, probably like July 17th, something like that, 1979. They went all the way through August, which was a 38 month. They started doing Ramadan during the time. So they incorporate some principles of Ramadan in regard to the fasting, and it turned to a revolutionary fast in regard to revolutionary, and they actually commemorate the Flea Days, which are August the 1st, will commemorate Qatar God was assassinated in 1978. August the 7th will commemorate the aspect of John the Man Child Jackson going to the Mary County Courthouse, demanding release of the Soledad brother, where you armed brother like Rushel McGee, that had been in prison since 1963, who'd been in prison over 6 years, who was wounded during that day, and still been in prison and actually charged with the crimes that the pigs committed upon killing the brother. He was charged with that, but he ain't killed nobody. The brothers like John McClain, William Christmas, who also were murdered during that day, along with Johnny Jackson, which were the martyrs of that day. And also from that inspiration, it gave birth to the Johnny Jackson Education College that was developed by a lot of the young Black Panther Party, a lot of Black Panther Party members out of L.A. And also people during the August 7 movement. So that's the 7th. And during those Flea Days, you fast 24 hours. And Flea stands for the first liberation history of Africa, which is also the cadre that came to the street developing Black August. Whereas August the 13th, it commemorates the assassination of W. Enola that took place in 1970, January 13th, where he was in the yard, he got into the Aryan Brotherhood, and the pigs killed him, Alvin Big Jug Miller, and Cleveland Edwards on the yard. So this memory on August the 13th. Whereas August the 21st, the dragon, Conrad George Jackson, who quartered Ho Chi Minh when the prison get opened, the dragon would come out. He took the prison over, you know, and started freeing brothers and everything. So he went out to assassinate him August 21st, 1971, which resulted in the lockdown of six other brothers known as the San Quentin Six. Some of them were New African, some of them were Latinos. So it resulted in the San Quentin Six. So those are the Flea Days that are considered to be Black August, which is known as Black August more, the moralized over individuals. Whereas later on during Black August, they incorporated a concept called Black August Resistance. Black August Resistance is the aspect of utilizing the month of Black August to express resistance. And the resistance geared to an armed struggle because all those individuals just named were down with the armed struggle resistance. They were down with armed struggle. So during the month of Black August, there have been various events of armed struggle from the Watts Rebellion that took place in August 1965, the Arden 11 that took place in August 1971, the aspects of the Underground Railroad, Harriet Tubman, because she was armed, the aspects of the New African and Seminole War, in which they would fight against their oppressor, the aspect of the Haitian Revolution, or the advent of the Haitian Revolution that took place in August, especially the Nat Turner Rebellion that took place in August, you know, and so forth and so on, various other events, and also the aspect of people that were born during August that represented resistance, like Chairman Fred Hampton of the Black Panther Party, the newly ancestor now, who defended the RNA in 1969, New Bethel, Dr. Methuselah Shakir, born during Black August. Marcus Garvey, born during Black August. He's also developed his government, his flag during Black August, and nation. You know, Russell Maroon Schultz was born during Black August, who was also a member of the Black Liberation Army, as well with Dr. Methuselah, who believed in the armed struggle. So those are acts of resistance, you know, that represent Black August resistance. Well, like I said earlier, Black Opposition is September 1st through July 31st. It's year-round. It's a year-round thing. You know, it's a year-round thing in regards to doing certain things. Go out and showing self-determination, showing self-economics, showing self-love, you know, doing certain things to sustain our people culturally, changing the culture aspect, changing the culture, you know, educating people, training people, equipping people. Well, during Black August, we study people, study Afrolane, study Swahili, study martial arts. We train. We watch documentaries. We don't watch movies. We educate ourselves. We put ourselves in a certain type of mindset. We fast to purify ourselves, to clean ourselves. You know, so Black August is Sunday real. It's real and it's commemorated all around the world. There's actually been Black August events all in Palestine. Black August events are all in Cuba. You know what I'm saying? Thanks to the Black August, Black August hip hop via the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement. That's a child new African people organization. Thanks to them. And also it has been commemorating places like Libya, you know what I'm saying, other places all over the globe. Black August is real. So one thing we don't want to do is commercialize Black August and make it something that it's not. We want to keep it within the traditions. We're gonna use that time like we've been using it, to write your loved ones in the prison system. They don't have to be political prison. Write your loved ones in prison. Send them some money, send them some pictures, send them some books, or whatever you feel doing to support them. You know, reach out to a political prisoner, write them, ask them how can you support them, what they need, start your support group. You know, the aspect of people going to school, if people need like help them with life, whatever it may be. Just show your support and your love. You know what I'm saying? Give back. Give back, you know what I'm saying? Give back out of your heart. You know what I'm saying? Not give back from the aspect of a popularity, a notoriety, and things. Just give back from your heart if you want to do so. Just do it. Spirit of resistance. Any way, form, or fashion that you choose. You know, if you don't have the right information or the proper information on how to practice or recognize or represent or demonstrate Black August, you reach out to Georgia University. You reach out to us on our social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can contact on our web, or you go on our website to contact by email, or you can have email from members, contact us with the members. We can be reached. Or if not, I'm saying find somebody local in your area. If you can't do that, find somebody local in your area that's a part of the Black Organized Committee, because Black Organized Committee is all over. Find somebody that's been practicing or participating in Black August and reach and to communicate with them and get the information. And I yield.
Appreciate that, brother. Appreciate that commentary and information for the DA. I'd like to, you know, before we exit the platform, I want to bring back our attention to PPI. One of the issues a lot of our new African organizations go through, we don't have an issue, but a lot of ones that others go through is, you know, most individuals definitely serving the people, they would give a shirt off their back to serve the people. But one thing that a lot of the organizations lack is funding and handling of funds. You know, the hardest thing, but the actual, that acumen of fundraising, you know, keeping funds and being able to support the platform, that part is missing. So how did you all address that issue, handling funds, raising the funds, and you know, is there a figure that you can give as far as what's needed to start the organization?
Okay. Well, you know, like a lot of other organizations, we went through the financial issues, right? Well, the financial issue wasn't where it would be. You know, it has been misappropriation of funds in the past within the organization, which is understandable because it happened in a lot of organizations. Whereas now, once we obtain funds and different things we do, like for instance, we have a scholarship coach in our organization, and she specializes in getting scholarships for students to go to college, universities, right? Without going through the student loan aspect, and the whole thing about her teaching is that the individual get these scholarships and go to get these programs, get these degrees, and come right back to the community and build the community up out the program, out the degree in education that they have, right? And also, we are very transparent in regards to if we receive funds through donation, if we receive funds through paying our own dues, or receive funds to rent out the venue, having parties, and other fundraiser, we are very transparent with the things we do. You can ask us, and we will tell you what we're doing. We also will show you what we're doing. We're very transparent what we're doing so people can know where the funds going. We monitor all that. We keep everything documented. So, you know, if you invest into our organization or you donate your time, your energy, your funds, you will see the results. And you also can receive documentation on that. All they got to do is ask. You receive it. So it's no problem or issue with us in regards to any of that. But we understand that we can't violate the people's trust or misuse the people's trust. We understand that's the oath that we have taken upon ourselves, right? As comrades, as revolutionaries, as social scientists, right? So we got to be transparent in everything we do. It can't be a misappropriation of funds, you know? It got to be showing and proving what we're doing with the funds, you know? And you look at our community, you can see that we are actually building. You can see that we actually changed the mind state, changed the tempo of our environment, encouraging, inspiring, motivating people to do something different for social change, for revolutionary change. You know, it's in our ways of action, and we're doing it by example. By year.
Earlier in the program, I believe I heard you mention the ASADA Living Network. Could you let the people know what is the ASADA Living Network, and is the PPI united with the ASADA Living Network?
Yes, the PPI is united with our network. We know that our people, we know that right now within my society, especially in Georgia, right, that where we are located at, especially in Georgia, that a lot of people have been victimized by the aspect of people kidnapping our men, our women, our children, and our elders. They've been kidnapped, right? So ASADA Alert Network is a program geared toward bringing our women, our children, our little boys, and our elders home safely to their people. And it's a program geared toward making people aware of what's going on, who's missing in the area, how they can be located, how to try to locate them, and actually build a temple of the people and get the people involved in this particular work so they can find our people. Because we don't have no apparatus for that. The AMA alert is not for New African people. AMA alert is for them. You know what I'm saying? The people that consider to be European and the oppressors. You know? So we have our own apparatus to do for ourselves. So that's what our let network is about. And you see our network, it has a website. You also get access to Georgia University, but the university website as well. You know, and our let network is always seeking to raise awareness where our network has certain things that they publish for the sister and go out to information, certain forms of self-defense apparatus for the sisters that can protect themselves against rapes and murders and attacks, things of that nature, kidnaps, you know. So people out of independence is all the way in support of that. We're in support of protecting our sisters, our children, our youth, as well as our brothers. We're in support of that all the way wholeheartedly.
Appreciate that. Appreciate it, good brother. So we're coming up around 9. I'm going to open up the phone lines just in case anyone has a comment. So phone lines are open. And if there's anything that you think that we missed or that the listeners need to know, please comment. So all lines are open. And as well, I'm curious, you know, if anyone has any suggestions or any issues that's going on in their community, which they would want some feedback from us at George Jackson University. You know, you can send it to us, email or Facebook. You know, we'd like to know what's going on in the community. And it also allows us to know how we need to build as well. So if the input is appreciated.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Now, comrades, remind me, is there anything that you want to touch on that we haven't mentioned today?
Well, you know, the thing I want to touch on is that, whatever you're doing, whatever you do best, right, do it for your people. You know what I'm saying? That's what Dr. John Clark said. And also, you know, I want to let people know that no matter what, don't never give up. Like Comrade George, never count my mind on broken men. They also go for the broken women as well. That's a mind state. So, you know, you can't never stop resisting. You can never stop resisting against the power to be. You can never kind of resist it. Even the people around you, you know, you can't ever stop resisting. You got to keep going on. Be the best version of yourself, right? You know, that's all I really got. That's all I ain't really got too much to say. I don't said enough. I'm just going to say, you know, we need to do the work. Do the work, you know, and stay accountable for what you're doing. We got to be more accountable for what we're doing. We can't blame things on the white man, the white woman, the state, nation. Like, we got to take accountability for what we're doing. And think about what are you doing to change their condition instead of complaining about certain things. You do the work. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to add to folks out there is we have to build institutions that's going to support the activity. It's going to support our community. And also, we must not overlook are incarcerated brothers and sisters. And not just incarcerated brothers and sisters, but all of those who are touched by the criminal justice system. So there's the brothers that are incarcerated, but then there's the brothers that's home who are being marked. And those who have, there's partly marked, but then there's people who have warrants that don't even know they have warrants. So this whole system that captures our people, you know. So keep an eye on that because that system is actually growing. You know, there's more and more men and women that's touched one way or another. You know, so they may let someone come home, but they still tagged. It's almost like a scarlet letter of sorts. You know what I mean? You think you're free, but you're not free. You can't. You know, you think you can do one thing, but you can't. You know, they call part of that collateral consequence of having a felony. You come out, you may not have public housing. You know, there's a whole lot of things that go down that further oppresses our people. So, you know, we need to pay attention to that. But I never get in despair. It's one thing when I see my brothers, you know, they could have one felony or two or whatever the case is. But one thing that's always impacting history is when you look at the individual, most of them individuals will die for what they believe in. You know? And they have a sense of urgency. They may not be organized right now to be as impactful as some people would want, but long as they have that desire, anything is possible. And as long as the state is putting our people in prison, it will always be a prison movement, even if they were in the books. It's nature. People are going to resist. So that's just one thing I wanted to say before we conclude. And also that, you know, if Qatar is still alive or Joel is still alive or any of them in any part of that time frame was around there, whatever, before they passed, they would say, along with the gorilla.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So we appreciate you. We hope you join us again next Wednesday, and then following on that, and then, you know, if we could, you know, meet you in some type of way, even if it's virtual, we definitely would like to hear from you all. All right, y'all. G-Love. Yeah, enjoy the rest of y'all week and be productive.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, hey, R.D., free to land.
By any means necessary.
You know what gang violence is, mostly,
yeah.
And the people don't want you to hear this? Somebody shoots your family member. So, of course, you retaliate. You know what I mean? Same thing the U.S. does, except nobody even shot their family members. You know, they see somebody bomb a school and all these people get killed, so the United States feel like, ooh, that's messed up. We got to go show them who's the real killers. This country was built on gangs. You know, I think this country still is run on gangs, Republicans, Democrats, the police department, the FBI, the CIA, those are gangs. You know what I mean? The correctional officers. I had a correctional officer tell me straight up, we the biggest gang in New York State. Straight up. Ghetto teams got along for born niggas now. Playin' what it be like. When will niggas see they got us leading with three strikes? Can't seem to focus, hopeless. With violent thoughts, I'm hopeless. Got the devil petrified, hot for my hope to focus. And so I learn to earn my currency in overtime. Affiliated, clearly click a military mind. May God forgive us, so we dwell inside of paradise. Thugged out and drug dealers from the womb to the block. My live mind got me surviving 5 rounds. My 45 got me fortified with live rounds. When shit kick me, block hit, or I drop stick. All hell, I don't bail, wrath, that's apocalypse. Forever ghetto, necessary, picture food stamps. Outlaw thug niggas never left the food stamps. I'm a real live shit, from front to back. To my niggas in the world, to block to that. DJ Black. From my soldiers to that, from my soldiers to that. When I fuck my soldiers to that, from my soldiers to that. We got the real live shit, from front to back. To my niggas in the world, to block to that. From my soldiers to that, from my soldiers to that. When I fuck my soldiers to that, from my soldiers to that. Now I was born as a rebel, making trouble for the devil. Take this gangbang shit to a whole nother level. Can you feel me now? Armies in every city, definition of power. Play it, are you with me? See the war is the prophecy. Survival is the strategy. Rest in peace to my comrades, that's the seat. Organize the streets in time. Yeah, any devil petrified of a nigga in his right mind. They tell us that we hopeless and hellbound. It's for the brothers of penitentiary, damn, damn. I got you in my heart till the day I die. Think of the damage we could do if we wasn't high. Can you picture me low? It's the thug rap. Political contracts and bloodbath. I'm a Talusha core up in the rockets, though they got you. I never let them stop me. The struggle continues. Now, if we do want to live a thug life and a gangster life and all of that, okay. So stop being cowards and let's have a revolution. But we don't want to do that. Dudes just want to live a character. They want to be cartoons. But if they really wanted to do something that was that tough, all right, let's start our own country. Let's start a revolution. Let's get out of here. Let's do something. Real live shit, from front to back. To my niggas in the world, to rock to rap. When my soldiers to that, when my soldiers to that. When I fuck my soldiers that, when my soldiers to that. We got the real live shit, from front to back. To my niggas in the world, to rock to rap.
That doesn't apply to us three only. You understand? It applies to all those brothers who've been making moves and on the idea that concentration camps won't work on black folks and oppressed people here in the United States. That we're just not going for it. We're together. We're all together. All our cases are together. And when you say something, that brother, you have pictures on the wall of not just the three original Soledad brothers, but all others who fall in line. You understand? It should be worked from Soledad brother means all in Soledad who participate. And we're trying to break that thing there. Pursue our present goal, you know, the proof that it won't work on us. In the future, when I get out, we go to a new level. That means liberation of political prisoners. Long live the guerrilla.